Hi, this is Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing, and my colleague Jeffrey Davis, founder of Mage USA Business Consultant. We are on the record at O'Brien Levine for our legal sweepstakes of top attorneys in Boston and nationally. Today we have, speaking of top attorneys, we have Tom Curran, who's a founding partner of Curran Antonelli. Tom, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome. Happy to be here.
Tom, you have a special niche practice that's very well respected all over New England and nationally. Could you tell us more about it?
Sure. We're a insolvency firm. We specialize in the gamut of insolvency matters, whether that's commercial litigation based or bankruptcy. And we have some specialty in international insolvency. Primarily on the creditor side.
Okay.
We do some corporate debtor work, but primarily it's creditor side insolvency. And we practice throughout the United States. We have cases, multinational cases, that take us to Ireland and the UK and Western Europe. So that's primarily the niche.
So when you talk about international and insolvency, would an example be, for example, what's going on when you talk about Ireland? What went on in Ireland in terms of the banking situation there? Would in businesses there, you do that type of work?
Yes. As you may or may not know, when Ireland faced its financial crisis, the government created an agency to essentially take the bad loans from the banks and administer them.
Right.
They were mostly collateralized loans, and some of the collateral was all over the world.
Right.
So that agency needs counsel in various countries. Sometimes cases will take it to two or three countries in one case. So you have an international insolvency aspect to it, where there are multiple bankruptcy or insolvency regimes that are involved in one case.
Right.
With multiple collateral sources all over the world. We do some of that work. We do work for the government of Ireland here in the U.S., and we collaborate with co-counsel all over the world.
Interesting. So if I'm a creditor of, say, the Sports Authority or some of the other retail establishments that are being affected really by the changes in the retail industry, I would come to you, and you would be able to represent our interest in a lot of different jurisdictions?
Yes, that's primarily what we do. We represent interests of corporations that find themselves as creditors in large bankruptcy cases all over the country and in different parts of the world. We represent governmental agencies that may have distressed debt or bad credits in these entities, and also private equity funds who are usually purchasers of this distressed debt from the financial institutions that originated it. So we'll assist in the acquisition or disposition of pools of debt, and it will also assist in the recovery end.
So you really are soup to nuts in terms of the advising the businesses what their strategy should be to then stepping in and helping facilitate a solution that can, as you say, that will lead to either the selling of the property or organizing the company so that the company could meet certain debts.
Right, and it flows down the line from on the front end advising for possible future distress situations. So you're
right.
Advising lenders and financial institutions up front how best to protect themselves in the future to possible acquisitions or dispositions of distressed assets, to enforcement of security, to REO situations where once the collateral is marshaled or recovered all over the country, then usually it's you have a disposition situation where you're selling collateral, and so it's throughout the spectrum of an asset that originally starts as collateral for usually a commercial loan.
No, it's interesting because you have the ability to really, and to really work well in a marketplace that even when the economy is up and down, there are always issues relating to disposition, to strategy on assets. And it's when the economy is bad, there's some different bankruptcy issues. And when even when the economy is good, you have other issues that pertain. It sounds like a real continuum for you.
Right. That's true because there's a lag always of the liquidation or disposition of distressed assets. And so when an economy moves forward and improves, that may be 2 or 3 years ahead of the, we'll call it the disposition or cleanup,
right,
of the last downturn's,
right,
distressed assets.
Right.
So there's always something there to do. And what we're finding now is in commercial finance and in the corporate world is that assets, deals, and transactions are multinational. Entities are doing business all over the world. And
right.
So various regimes and various countries and sectors of the economy are having their difficulties at different times.
Right.
So there's if you're dealing with assets and transactions all over the world, then usually there's something to do.
Excellent. Tell not only me, tell our audience about your practice, how it's evolved, because when you started your practice, I know it was more boutique, and then over the years you went to a bigger platform, and now you've launched a firm really focused on your particular area, which you're well known on. How have you enjoyed the changes on that practice?
Well, it's been great. It is... In our particular practice, it's somewhat specialized, and we have a significant amount of experience in this area, and we've practiced in courts all over the country. Like I said, we've collaborated with other attorneys and firms on cases all over the world, and so. We thought that we could do things better if we were a smaller, more nimble firm, get to know our clients better, get to know our clients and in terms of where they wanted to go in the distressed asset arena and how they wanted to get there. So we've found that we've been able to be more responsive. We have great relationships with attorneys all over the world, so we're able to act in a manner that's swift, effective,
right,
and we also are able to provide the same service that we were providing when we were with the national firm.
That's excellent. Well, when you have a practice like yours, as you said, you can work with attorneys all around the country and the world. More collaboratively as opposed to being part of a bigger firm, and sometimes there are barriers to entry. I tell you that it sounds like it's going to be a good move for you.
Sure. Well, it's there are obviously benefits to both scenarios, the larger firm gets, the more just by nature of its size and magnitude, you know, there's going to be some restrictions or situations where you might not have the flexibility that you have when you have a smaller firm.
Correct. I'll tell you, we could talk about this a longer period of time, but I will tell you, being in the business, one of the big issues I find with attorneys that have reached a certain level that you have with your practice are conflicts. And when you don't have to worry about conflicts, especially as your firm's a certain size, I think that will help you and your practice. And so thank you so much for coming in today. We're talking to Tom Curran of Curran Antonelli. Tom, thank you so much for coming in. We hope you have time to come back again. And we're on the record at O'Brien & Levine. I'm Mark Z with my colleague Jeffrey Davis, and we'll be back in just a moment.